Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Farmer and Iowa Corn Growers Association President Kurt Hora about the proposed 2018 renewable volume obligations from the EPA under the Renewable Fuel Standard.
So tell me about the RVO, you know, for those who may not be familiar, what exactly that means.
Well, that is the amount of ethanol that's going to be blended into the fuel supply in the United States. And why that's important to us is because as we blend the ethanol into the fuel supply, that uses the corn that we've grown here in the United States, and that lessens our dependence on foreign oil and increases profitability here for corn farmers across the United States.
The U.S. EPA announced the proposed RVO for 2018 would be 15 billion gallons. What difference will this make from, or would this make from last year?
Well, that 15 billion is where the statute had been put years ago that we're supposed to be at. And so that gives us the access to use 15 billion gallons of ethanol here in the United States. That uses up a lot of corn for us. We get about 3 gallons of ethanol out of every bushel of corn. We'll be able to use more corn here. That helps create jobs. Ethanol is good for the environment. It's cleaner for the air. Any car newer than 2001 can run on a 15% blend ethanol, and the flex fuel vehicles run up to 85% ethanol. So that's good for us. I know there's an ethanol plant not too far from here in Washington down at West Burlington we deliver grain to, and then a lot of the livestock producers around here get the dried distiller grains back out of that they utilize in livestock feed.
Your role, you are, I believe, the president of the ICGA, and if you could describe your role in the ICGA and what important things does that association do?
Well, as president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association, we lobby on behalf of Iowa's corn farmers. We want to make sure that we get policies at the state and federal level that are beneficial to corn farmers. We want to have clean water, clean air for the environment. When we're doing that through the nutrient reduction strategy and through ethanol with being able to utilize that cleaner burning fuel here, we try to make sure that we keep burdensome regulations that would be harmful to the producers and without any benefit to the economy or environment. So we work at a daily, we got people working daily around the state and in the nation working for corn farmers to, you know, make sure we keep those things out of our regulations, out of our way. The other thing that we do is we help to promote corn and corn products around the world. We work with U.S. Grains Council and U.S. Meat Export Federation to try to develop markets so that we have more uses for corn around the world and here in Iowa.
I got an email recently about some ICGA roundtable sessions that are happening around the state. I think there's one today in Fairfield. Are you taking part of some roundtable ICGA discussions?
Yeah, actually, the one today is at Fairfield here this morning. I'm planning on being at that one. And what we do at those is we invite all of our members in. We have basically, just under 8,000 Iowa corn grower members across the state. And they're all invited to come in and sit down and give us the issues that are concerning them most in their farm. Hopefully at each one of them, we'll get somewhere between 20 and 40 producers just come in and sit down. We just sit there and give everybody the opportunity to, you know, put out their top concerns, and then we have a little discussion on that, and we'll take them forward to the committee level and then to the state level here at Iowa. And if they're ones that would deal with farm bill or any federal regulations or mandates that we might be working with, we'll take them on to national and next March out in Anaheim.
What are some other issues, things that you hope to discuss or is brought up at these roundtable discussions as far as being a corn producer?
Well, I'm sure several of the ones that will come up today, they'll be on the environment. They'll be on water quality. We've done a lot of work with cover crops and minimum till or no-till or strip till, different farming practices that are going to help hold the nutrients and the water there in our farms so that we can utilize them. I think that there'll be some other concerns or other questions come up about our policies as far as the 2018 Farm Bill that, you know, Congress will be working on there and priorities there. You know, the guys will be able to bring them forward. Some of the main things we look at there probably are going to be on as far as crop insurance, maybe foreign market development for exports of grain, probably some conservation stuff there and other farm bill related issues on that. And then maybe some stuff with labor, because I know that's one thing that a lot of our, not corn producers, but a lot of our end users of corn and the livestock industry use a lot of immigration labor. And so we want to make sure we got a good policy there for that also.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Iowa Corn Growers Association President Kurt Hora. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.